This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joe, another day, another loss for the Giants, and another anemic offensive performance. No screams, though, so that's good. Although Robbie Gray was grunting, and he got touched up.
Last night, the straw broke my back.
Oh, no.
Call me the camel, because it did. It definitely broke my back.
And what was the camel's name? Cool Joe? That's you, right?
There's only one Cool Joe, and that's Joe Cool, and that's Joe Montana. But I'm watching that game last night, and it's like everything the Padres are is everything we aren't. Right now, the Giants are basically a half game out from being the fourth worst team in the National League.
It's actually kind of insane. They don't feel like the fourth worst team in the National League, although...
No, they are. No, they are. Joe, they
really?
Are. No, they are. They are. They are. All right? Like, your eyes don't deceive you. I don't know what happened in the first couple months where they were playing out of their minds, but there was a specific at-bat where I slammed the iPad down and I said, I'm turning this team off. And it was Matt Chapman's eighth inning at bat when they're down 5-1. And let me give you the sequence for me that broke my back. Look, you're wearing the god-awful City Connects, all right? That's number one. The guy that you should have traded at the deadline is out there pitching and serving them up in Robbie Ray. You've got Matt Chapman, who can't catch a cold right now, who him and Adames are two of the worst fielders in terms of errors in the game, are high-paid players. And they're like, I don't know what our identity is. Our identity is you guys. We spent 300-some-odd million on you guys and zero accountability. And I watched this guy strike out on a changeup away, and I fired the iPad after watching Jackson Merrill hit an absolute smoke job the inning before. Their young 21-year-old superstar who they gave center field to and said, just get out of the way. We're going to play him, okay? And has been unbelievable for them in the first couple of years. Was an all-star, for crying out loud. And I'm watching our fake all-stars, okay, go out there who are getting paid a boatload of money, pointing the finger. Bob Melvin sucks. It's done. Bob's done. Bob is done in baseball. This is his last stop. It's over. He's never getting another job. So I'm done talking about Bob Melvin. Put him to the side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you took over this roster in Madden or in MLB 2K,
okay,
and you looked ages, contracts, any kid, a 12-year-old, would pick up the sticks, the PS5 controller, the Xbox controller, and say, I'm trading everyone. I'm telling you this right now. I said it at the deadline, and I'm actually going to double down on it now. And I can't believe I'm here. This team broke me. I fired the iPad after the strikeout from Matt Chapman, and I said, I can't do this anymore. Matt Chapman's going to be 33 years old to start next year. Willy Adames, 30. Jung-Hoo Lee, 27. Rafi Devers, 28. Robbie Ray, 34. Those are some of your highest paid guys on the team. This team is not worth doubling down on in the offseason. If you asked me, hey, Buster Posey comes to you, Joe, and he says, what should you do with this team? Blow it up! Blow it up! I am dead serious. I cannot watch apathy on a nightly basis from some of these guys getting paid a boatload. You know what I don't want? I don't want Eldridge around Matt Chapman. Oh, well, I just struck out. You know, I don't know what we're doing. And no. Like, straight up, no. I'm telling you this right now. If you were presented with the option, I'm saying it, 888-957-9570. This is one of the most disappointing seasons I have seen in any sport at any time. Not because this team had expectations. Joe, this team gave up. And to me, I don't want a lot of these guys back in this on this team ever again. I'm dead serious. As a diehard Giants fan, no. And there's a whole Buster Posey conversation. Chapman is 33 to start next year. You owe him $125 million. Willy Adames is 30 to start next year. You owe him $137 million. Jung-Hoo Lee is 27 to start next year. Jung-Hoo is terrible. $88 million. And Jung-Hoo Lee, by the way, since like the second half, is actually one of your best Oracle Park hitters, which is a sentence in itself. Rafi Devers is owed $242 million. And then you got Robbie Ray owed $25 million for just next year. Before you blink to start the offseason, it's $175 million payroll. I need at least $75 million more to compete. You're not competing with the Dodgers. You're not competing with the Padres. You're not competing with the Phillies or the Mets. And you certainly aren't as smart, as shrewd, as calculated, and as good at developing and identifying talent and bold to move off of it when you know you can't afford it, like the Milwaukee Brewers. You are going nowhere. This team needs to pick a couple of these guys, if not more, and say sayonara in the offseason for pennies on the dollar. I can't watch Chapman with $130 million left on his deal until he's 37. I can't watch Willy Adames and Chapman boot the ball around on the infield till he's 35. Both of those guys would be together till 2030. That's 5 years from now, Giants fans. Before you blink, if your payroll is at $200 million, $130 for the next 3 years is wrapped up in three guys. This team needs to bite the bullet, eat some of the money, and move away at minimum two of these contracts this offseason. No, they do not need to double down and spend more money. I'm telling you, it's one or the other for me. I'm asking the fans, and I want to hear from them. Maybe I'm in the middle of the year, and it's broken me. The manager is, duh. We're beyond the manager. Now I'm looking at the high-paid guys on this team, and I say to myself, you're questioning what your identity is? That's what you were brought here for. How about you show some accountability when it comes to identity and say, yeah, we haven't been good enough. Yeah, the bottom's falling out. And I'm looking at this team and I say to myself, you're years away from competing. And I think we fooled ourselves, myself included. I'm raising my hand. We fooled ourselves into thinking this team, you know, could just spend their way out of trouble. No, it is about drafting and developing and putting out a product of a bunch of guys who are in their primes. None of those guys are in their primes. There are two guys right now on the roster that are young, arbitration eligible, which means they still have 4 years of team control, and are 25 years old. That's Casey Schmidt and Elliot Ramos. There's one other guy on the team that I would deem value. That's Logan Webb. He's got, I believe, $70 million left on his deal. Tremendous value.
Maybe Randy Rodriguez.
Three guys in their prime does not make a contender. This team needs to blow it up. Blow it up. Who's with me?
And he gives you a changeup. He's got the four pitches you would see from a starting pitcher, and he's not afraid to throw any one of his pitches at any count. You can't throw a changeup any better than this.
Chapman striking out in the eighth inning.
I watched him walk back to the dugout. You know who I thought of?
Who?
Brandon Belt.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Sam. It's okay. It's all right. Get the mic down.
I'm not even trying to be a hater.
All-time bad body language, Brandon Belt?
Brandon Belt can't be a leader on your team. He just can't. Your team's
not good.
He can
be part of the team, but he can't be the leader.
He's a great role player.
Yes.
Great role player. Matt Chapman cannot be a leader on this team moving forward.
Well, even when he was on like better teams, he was never the leader of it. Like, that's the thing. In those past iterations when he was on winning teams, he was never the best player. Maybe defensively he was the best, but that doesn't mean you're the best player. And I wonder how many other Giants fans are with you at 888-957-9570. And you could call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. You heard it from Chasky there. He's ready to blow this thing up. He's not doubling down for Hot Stove and adding to this roster. He thinks you need to gut it. What say you, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. Are you adding on or are you blowing it up?
Does this team deserve... I'm telling you, look, every Giants fan, you watch every night. Does this team deserve for them to pour more resources into the now? No, you're fooling yourself. You can't throw money at your problems. You have to rip the Band-Aid off. We've failed to do it. And you can't rebuild in this market. The hell you can. I'll tell you what's not working. $200 million to watch that.
I mean, this is Buster Posey's first season as the president of baseball operations. And this was kind of a feel-it-out year so far. He made some big splashes. He made some big moves. He's trying to put his imprint on the organization right now,
I'd
Joe.
I'd still do the Devers deal. I 10 out of 10 times.
I'm keeping Devers in this situation, although it hasn't been great. Let's just call it what it is. It's not what you'd hope for as a Giants fan.
I want to keep Devers too. But in this situation, I don't think anyone wants some of these other guys. So he might be the only thing that nets you something. And I want him too. But there is a redundancy as you look down the pipeline with him and Eldridge. And you have to take that into account.
And for as much as we want to give credit to Buster for having the cojones and the stones to do that, because for so long in the Farhan era, he was just so risk averse. That someone that actually made a risky move in Buster Posey, it was refreshing for all of us, I think.
No question.
We were caught up into that. Now, on the flip side, as much credit we give Buster for that, I'm going to go on the other side of the coin and say, you know what, Buster? You probably should have traded Robbie Ray. Like, you probably, when we saw him last night.
I was very iffy on it, but you know what? After a couple weeks, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
You could have gotten a haul back.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
A haul.
I argued with was it Evan that day or was it Grandy? I forget who was in that day.
What? Evan Grandy?
Yeah.
Or Mark Giddings?
It was Mark Giddings.
I kind of like Mark Giddings more.
It was Mark Giddings who I was arguing with. But I was making the argument why you would do it. And then obviously, but I was also understanding, like, it's a catch-22. Because if you think you can compete, no. This team is not worth spending more money on and trading more prospects for. They don't have prospects.
I mean, Buster.
They have nothing.
Buster told us when did he pick up the option, Sam? Let me know the date when he had that presser and he was talking to people and he's like, no, it starts with me. You know, Bob, he's doing a great job. I put the roster together. I did all this. We're struggling right now.
And word salad.
He was telling us like a month ago, months ago, that this roster might not be good enough. So at the deadline, you're not willing to move off some of these other guys. Like Robbie Ray, you mentioned he's 34 going on 35, Joe. He's not going to get better. If anything, he'll get worse. Now, if he gets better, then I'm going to have some other question marks on why he's getting better at a certain age. But we're not going to talk about that. But you knew what you were getting. Logan Webb is still relatively young. As you mentioned, I'm with you. Casey Schmidt has been a breath of fresh air. Four hits yesterday. He showed up. His bat has showed up. One healthy, he has been showing up this year.
Casey Schmidt is one of the many, and I don't think that he's an all-star by any means, but he's one of the many reasons why, looking back, the Chapman contract is a big mistake.
He's been better than Matt Chapman.
Absolutely.
He's been better. And it's not even a hot take.
Joe, this team is so futile. You and I did the exercise beforehand. I'm gonna share something with everyone. Since the Devers deal, okay, they have scored one run or fewer 11 times. The Rockies have done it 10 times. And the White Sox have done it 12.
I would rather be the White Sox.
Is that what you're saying? You'd rather be the White Sox right now?
At least the White Sox have a clear path for what they're trying to do. The Giants don't know what they're doing. They've got one foot on both sides. It's like that spot up in Tahoe. I don't know if you've ever been there, where it's the Nevada and the California side. Yeah, the Cal Neva or whatever that was called. Come on, Carter. I know you know it. As a landman up in the Tahoe area. I'm sure you frequent in the hotel many times.
I think he owns half of Lake Tahoe. That's what he was telling us.
Yeah, well, he owns Crystal Bay. But
he's working on a new Yellowstone documentary, but it's going to be called Lake Tahoe, the story of Carter.
They've got one foot in both sides. And I'm like, no, you need to pick a lane. You need to, and I understand why they tried to jumpstart this. I do. Trust me. It was aggressive. It was bold. It got us all excited. But like the reality is that this old nucleus is not close to competing. The Arizona Diamondbacks blew it up at the deadline and are still just as good as you.
What if I told you that the Giants have improved their farm system already this season, Joe? Dramatically.
Good.
MLB.com, they had their latest farm ranking systems out there, and it's the mid-season one, so they do it at every point of the season. They do preseason, mid-season, and then after the season, they rank all of them. And the Giants, to start off 2025, their preseason rank in the farm alone, this is farm system we're talking about, people, was 28th. They're 28th in baseball in their farm system rankings for MLB.com. You know what they are right now?
What are they?
18. They jumped up 10 spots.
Yay.
That's the biggest jump. I know. So when you're telling me you want to double down and blow it up because of the farm and you want to build this thing up and you want to get all these prospects and you want to, you know, start from the ground up, I hear you on that because you feel like adding to this roster is a no-win situation right now because the nucleus isn't good enough. This current nucleus of Adamas, Chapman, of Devers, of Jung-Hoo Lee, all these bloated contracts you have right now are not good enough. And I'm with you right there. They're not good enough. But I do think a lot of Giants fans are looking right now at Buster saying, man, he made a risky move. He got Devers. Hasn't really quite worked out. But Devers, you know, he hasn't been healthy, you know, going across the country. There's a lot of excuses there. And some of them are valid. Adamas getting introduced to a new ballpark. It hasn't been easy for him. Chapman, he's never been a great offensive player, but you would have expected more from him than this, especially being with the team last year. I'm going to be, you know, kind of have Giants fans back that want to stick with this team. But I hear you, Joe, as I'm playing Steiny here, both sides of the fence. I can hear both sides of the argument, but I am here to tell you that the farm system has improved dramatically already within the last month.
And we're still light years away from where we need to be.
Well, by the way, do you know who the number one is right now for farm system rankings?
Who is it?
It's going to make you sick. It's going to make you absolutely sick. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, who cares?
The Dodgers. How do they? It's not. It's seriously. I feel like Jesse Pinkman meme in Breaking Bad. They can't keep getting away with it. They can't.
Joe, I think Monday night when I watched 7,000-year-old literally, he was in the new Jurassic Park movie. He's so old. When I watched Yu Darvish look like prime Roger Clemens, I said to myself, that's it. Like, what are we doing? Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish. Nestor Cortez yesterday. Nasty
Joe,
Nestor.
Yu Darvish, who has been dog water for years on end. He's 38 years old.
He's going to be like 39, like in a month, I think. Or something.
I mean...
Yeah. I know. It's horrible, Joe.
The Padres, and this is the part that's really sad to me. The Padres are everything we want to be, except we're the Timu bootleg version of it. Like, that's what we are. They signed Machado. Machado's a legitimate superstar, okay?
He's a Hall of Famer. I think Machado's going to end up going to the Hall of Fame.
Probably.
Yeah.
Adamas and Chapman are not superstars.
Not even close.
They have one combined all-star amongst the two of them, all right? And Rafi Devers is a really good player. I like Rafi. I would like to keep Rafi, but there's this also, you know, this confliction in my head where I'm like, well, he might be the one guy that can get you back something of significance if you trade in the right spot. If you were told me right now you could trade Willy Adamas and you eat $60 million to the Atlanta Braves and you can take some of their prospects, I would have done it yesterday. And I like Willy. But like, I can't have the nucleus of Willie and Chapman and Jung-Hoo Lee and Devers. That is your nucleus for the next 4 years. That is not worth investing $134 million of your payroll, which is over 65% of your payroll, into those four players. That's not good enough.
Start lining them up, Giants fans. 888-957-9570. Chris in San Jose, I see you. I promise we will get to you on the other side.
Nestor Cortez.
I know.
Who has been a joke.
He's a Kmart version of Johnny Cueto, if that. That might even be too much for him.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
I don't even know if he's Kmart.
You know what? They did it with Jackson Merrill. They did it with Fernando Tatis Jr. They were like, you're going to play, whether you succeed or you don't, you're going to play every single day. The Giants were like, we need to see Bryce hit a bunch of balls in Triple A, and we gotta worry about his defense. Have you watched the left side of your infield lead baseball in errors? You're over here worried about Eldridge's defense when I paid $160 million to a journeyman who's booting the ball, throwing on the run into the ground, scud missiles? I'm putting Tyler Fitzgerald in right field because I refuse to call up Luciano. What are we doing with Luciano? Why is he in your organization? Either you trade him, either you play him. What are we doing?
Are you doubling down on this Giants roster?
Can't play Bryce at first because, you know, heaven forbid the two guys who have 25 errors combined on the left side, heaven forbid he misses one of their throws. Heaven forbid. Oh, and by the way, Pat Bailey, let me come for you. Pat Bailey, I mean, you want to talk about bootleg catchers. Thank God we acquired Tom Murphy to soak up $4 million on the DL. Yeah. Because one day, maybe Pat Bailey, one day might draw that elusive walk he's been looking for the last 2 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.